Hello and welcome to the World Jazz Show.
Thank you.
Hello, jazz fans, and welcome back to the World Jazz Show with your host, Bill Batskill. You just heard Bodhisattva by Michael Mason from his new recording project titled Us on the ABG Records label, which will be released for sale and distribution in early April 2025. We'd like to also announce that the World Jazz Show is creating a video podcast series besides the audio podcast series. We're going to go into Michael Mason's recording studio. We will be meeting Michael, playing and demonstrating techniques on his various flutes that are played from Muromatsu, Miyazawa, Nagahara, the Bowie, and the Halusi flutes. I also meet Danny Gessling, playing assorted hong drums and handpans from four different manufacturers by Pantheon Steel, Rob Vost, Zenith, and Suraz. You also meet Jeff Lowe, playing his electric fretless bass and acoustic basses, where we'll be creating a series of lessons and learning experience for our listeners, which we'll be putting out on the internet also, on YouTube and Spotify. At the top of our website homepage, there is a tab titled Manuscript Sample Page, which will lead you to one of our exercises that are practiced by Michael Mason from his book titled The Freedom Principle for Flute, which is a 100-page book filled with practice exercises that he practices on a daily basis, and this book can be purchased through our website at www.fireflute.com. Let's get back into some more music and another tune from the Us recording project titled Inner and Outer. Thank you. Welcome back, jazz fans. The World Jazz Show is created by ABG Records from Poplar Grove, Illinois. You can visit our website at www.fireflute.com, where you can listen to all of Michael Mason's recording projects and purchase them on his homepage. Michael Mason is a creator and composer of original jazz and world music compositions. And joining Michael on the Us recording project were Danny Gessling, Jeff Lowe, along with Scott Ashley on electric guitar, and Ian Maxson on cello. Let's get back into some more music from Michael Mason's 2024 release, Luminosity, and a song titled Moments. Thank you. Welcome back at the World Jazz Show. We will be discussing topics in the music business, industry, and artist management practices. I've spent the past 40 plus years in the professional music industry as an artist manager and project producer. And there are many things that are very important for your career, and believe me, I've had a tremendous learning experience. During the past two podcast seasons, I've discussed business topics that are foundations for your music projects. Today, we're going to talk about the artwork that you need to create for the CD jewel case and the various content needed. So let's take a look at some of these requirements. Some of the things to do for your artwork. My wife, who helps create the artwork, prefers what is called a Calibri and a Sans Serif font. When we create template for our artwork, I really like the 4-panel or the 6-panel Digipak design. You can develop artwork layouts for the front, back, and rear panels with a CD position on the inside panel and eliminate the plastic jewel case boxes. Create your artwork in a JPEG file format, which is needed by the pressing plant to complete your finished product. Make sure that you use on your front cover a 4.72 inches square size dimension. Specify your design in an aspect ratio of 3000 by 3000 pixels. Create your file in an RGB color mode. Utilize 300 dots per inch resolution. On the front cover, including the following: artist or group name and album title. On the back cover, include song titles and airplay times for each song. Musicians' names for the instrumentation and your engineering staff. The name of the recording studio, the thank yous. Also make sure that you have a space for the UPC barcode to register the correct selling price of the CD. Register and designate that your songs are affiliated with either BMI or ASCAP registration for your pro publishing rights. Make sure you include an artist narrative. On the spline, make sure that you include the artist name or group, title of the CD recording project, the record label name, and the catalog number. Some of the things not to do on your CD artwork. Don't add email addresses or phone numbers. Don't add stickers from artwork from a scanned copy of a physical CD. Don't cut off the text or photo images. Don't list any digital stores or ULR information. Make sure that your cover artwork is not pixelated or blurred. Resolve that problem by adjusting to the proper pixel ratio of 3000 by 3000 pixel resolution. Don't copy other bands or musicians' artworks, copyrights, Pantone colors, fonts, etc. Well, that's today's business project, so let's get back to some more music from Michael Mason. You can hear a song called Together from Michael Mason's Transcendence compact disc, so let's take a listen. Thank you. Welcome back, jazz fans. Besides being able to listen to our projects on the Fire Flute website, they can also be heard on SoundCloud, All About Jazz, Apple Music, Spotify, Amazon Podcast, YouTube, Apple Podcast Connect, Samsung Podcast, Google Podcast, Safari, Alexa, Firefox, Stitcher, etc. Well, it's closing time at the World Jazz Show, and it's been great spending time with you. We'll catch you on the flip side. We're going to sign off with a tune titled Mr. Knight, Michael Mason's version of John Coltrane's tune that he recorded on his first CD called Deluge, in remembrance to our dear departed brother and pianist, Mr. Kevin Gaynor.